being too emotional early? Is that where the infamous hit somebody for the first time and all of a sudden now it's a football game?
What, like, the beginning?
Emotional.
Oh.
You, all of a sudden you're flying too fast. Too fast.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's a big game, but, you know, there's a game plan and there's parameters you got to act within. But, you know, you got to be out there flying around and playing with a lot of emotion. That's a big part of it, though.
How exciting is this for you, considering last year, talked to Kamal and you being in the same position in terms of being a rookie last year and going through what you did as a team and individually, and now you're 60 minutes away from your first playoff appearance. Are the emotions high right now? Do you have to kind of calm yourself down as you go throughout the week?
Yeah.
What has it been like?
It's a lot of excitement. You know, like you just said, we weren't in this position last year. So at this point last year, I was, you know, thinking of off-season plans, training, or where I was going to go after this. So just, you know, the whole week, it's just excitement. You know, can't wait to get out there and just getting into the game plan as much as possible.
How challenging is it for you when you're facing a quarterback like Cam who drops back and you have to be wary, obviously, of him taking off if he doesn't see what's there for him as far as throwing options?
Yeah, you know, he's very creative. So, you know, he can extend the plays where if you're in coverage, you know, you might have to expect a longer down, or you know, if he tucks the ball and run, you're going to have to get on him fast because he can make a lot of big plays. So he poses a threat, you know, in different aspects of the game. And, you know, you got to get on him early and stay on him throughout the game.
Any similarities or differences being that he's big like Ben Roethlisberger and getting him down to the ground?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get him, you have to bring it all, especially, you know, try and get that throwing arm when you're on him because he's able to, you know, take on that contact and still make that throw downfield. So anytime you play guys like that, you know, you want to be able to get that arm, or, you know, you want to get up, you know, all the body. It's not going to be those little hits where you can grab their leg and bring them down. He's too big of a guy.
Most of the time you guys are talking north and south, but with a guy like him, when the field comes into play too, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Especially just, you know, the times that we've played him, he's been able to go sideline to sideline if you let him out of the pocket where, you know, you know he's getting away from where all your help is. So definitely, you know, rush lanes are big. Just keep him in that pocket where, you know, you guys can get him.